Say if a woman was making up a bed, what would you call the last thing that she'd put on the bed?
Bedspread.
You ever heard any other names for that?
No, I don't believe I ever did.
What about counterpin?
Well, I've heard that too, counterpin, pin, pin, whatever they call it.
Was that just the same thing as a bedspread?
Yeah, same thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see. Did you ever use one of these, if it was cold weather, a heavy one that women used to get together and patch, quilt together, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, make quilts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen them make them a many time.
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah, we got lots of them in the closet.
Say if you had company overnight and you had to put up a place on the floor for somebody?
Yeah.
What would that be called?
Called it a pallet.
What do you use to make a pallet?
Well, just spread 2 or 3 quilts down, maybe sometimes just one. Mm-hmm. According to how cold the weather was.
Yes, sir. Do you usually have something that they can rest their head on?
Yeah, pillar.
Around here in people's bedrooms, have you ever seen anything that was a lot bigger than a pillow? Might have been just for looks, I don't know, but I guess you could use it to rest your head on too.
Yeah. No, I don't believe I ever did.
Hadn't heard of anything called a bolster?
No, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about this expression? Say if that pillow was an extra long pillow, you wouldn't say it just went part way across the bed, you'd say it went
all the way across, yeah.
Yes, sir. A few things about the land around here. Say this expression, if a farmer expects a big crop, he might say something like, well, we ought to get a big crop from that piece of land because the soil is very
rich.
Mm-hmm. Would people, you reckon, be more likely to say rich than something like fertile or?
Oh, well, around here they generally use the expression rich.
Rich.
Yeah.
But you have heard?
Yeah, heard of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see. Is there land around here that's kind of, some noise outside?
Yeah, somebody coming in. Steps on, I reckon.
I see. Do you have land around here that's kind of low-lying land around a river, maybe?
Yeah.
What kind of land would you call that?
Call that river bottom.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Hello there.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey,
my name's Marvin Bassett. I'm from Troy, Alabama.
But turn the thing off.
Oh, you don't be able to.
See, you were telling me that people around here call that river bottom?
Yeah.
Is that pretty good land?
Yeah, that's fertile, rich land, and river bottom.
Yes, sir. Whereabouts would the river bottoms around here be?
Well, it would be along this river.
How far away is the river?
Oh, it's right. You can hear about throw a rock in it right there.
Is that right?
Yeah. Right. It's about 300 yards, man.
Yeah. I see. Do you have any kind of land around here that's not good for much of anything because you got trees and bushes growing all up in the water?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of it. It's no good for anything much.
What do people around here call that?
Well, they just call it poor land.
Mm-hmm. Would that include land like swamp land? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hilly, hollers.
Would people around here be more likely to say swamp land or marsh land? Or
yeah.
What?
Generally, if it's in that river swamp, they say swamp land.
Yes, I see. Have you ever heard farmers around here talk about having good soil and call it something like gumbo or buckshot?
Yeah.